in the name of life.
These are some of the protesters from Blockade Australia who for the last couple of weeks have been causing massive disruptions on, to both passenger and coal trains. In fact, the figures that I mentioned yesterday, and this was from Wayne Johnson, who's the chief executive of the Australian Rail Track Corporation. He said that the protesters, this was prior to yesterday because there was another one yesterday, the protests had affected more than 500 passenger trains and 220 freight trains since the blockade began, and this is a couple of weeks ago. And of course, earlier this week, a 21-year-old, and most of these people aren't locals, I might add, they're from interstate. I think this young woman was from Tasmania. She was earlier in the week sentenced to 3 months in prison for securing herself to a coal reclaimer at Newcastle Port. This was last weekend. She was released on bail pending the outcome of an appeal. Laura Davey and a spokesperson, Brad Homewood, for Blockade Australia said the group was outraged that a non-violent protester fighting for a sustainable future would be imprisoned. Well, it happened again yesterday morning, and it was a 17-year-old girl who was charged following an unauthorised protest on a rail line here in the Hunter Valley. She's only 17 and from Katoomba, was taken to Singleton Police Station and was charged with entering closed lands, serious safety risk, cause a train in motion to be stopped, cause obstruction to railway, locomotive, and interfere with equipment without permission. As I said, a 17-year-old who was refused bail and will be appearing in a children's court today, a bit later today. Well, also received a press relief from the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, and they're concerned, obviously, about their membership. People dangerously targeting trains in the Hunter Valley are putting lives at risk and targeting the wrong people, according to the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. Well, with more on that, joining me now is the New South Wales Secretary of the RTBU, Toby Warnes, who's on the line. Good morning, Toby.
G'day, Richard. Good to be here.
Yeah, likewise. Look, at these figures, I don't know whether you've done your homework on these figures, but that's a lot. 500 passenger trains, some 220 freight trains. Many of your membership expressed concern about what's been happening here in the Hunter in the last few weeks, Toby?
Absolutely, Richard. It's been a growing concern, and it's gotten to the point where our members are absolutely fed up. These people who are committing these reckless acts, they need to think about the people that are driving these trains, the people that have to go on track after critical incidents happen. We struggle to label this sort of activity protest. And I heard a quote earlier that you attributed to, I think it was Mr. Homewood, that it was a non-violent act. It's not non-violent when something bad happens and our members are on the receiving end of that. So I think Blockade Australia need to think about that before they continue to send these people into harm's way.
Look, I also mentioned a couple of comments from Wayne Johnson, who's the chief executive of the Australian Rail Track Corporation, and he said that a number of your membership, train drivers, are on stress leave at the moment because of what's been happening. Is that correct? Are a number of drivers on stress leave because of these protests?
Oh, I don't know firsthand, but I can imagine that's right. And that's just from the risk of this stuff happening. As I said, it's the worst day of a train driver's life when they hit someone. And it can be career ending in instances. People aren't able to get, back figuratively behind the wheel again.
Yeah.
So it's really concerning for us.
Again, this Brad Homewood, a spokesperson for Blockade Australia, said in response to what Wayne Johnson's had to say, he said he finds it surprising because he reckons all the actions that we've done have been done in the safest way possible. We don't put anyone on the tracks, anyone in a position to obstruct anything until we know the train has slowed down and stopped completely. Would you say that's correct or that's absolute rubbish?
That's absolute rubbish, Richard. We had a first-hand account from one of our members the other day where he had one of these people who entered the rail corridor and actually walked towards a train that was moving towards them. Now, you don't expect everybody to know the ins and outs of how long it takes a train to stop, but when you've got 100 carriages full behind a locomotive, you can imagine it's not going to be able to stop very quickly.
Yeah. My guest, Toby Warns, New South Wales Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, concerned for his membership and others, obviously, too, about these Blockade Australia protests which have been happening now for a couple of weeks. Look, you've said in the press release it's time for these agitators to stop targeting the wrong people and find ways to engage in the conversation in a more meaningful and productive way. What would you like to see them do? I mean, you're not against protesting. It's just, you know, the way they're going about doing it, obviously, Toby.
That's absolutely right, Richard. But we're all about protesting. If we didn't have protests, then we'd lose all our effectiveness as a union. But there's ways to do it without putting people's lives at risk. And if they continue to put people's lives at risk, then, as I said to Mr. Homewood, we can't take any options off the table.
Yeah, all right. And look, I think only one person so far has been jailed, this 21-year-old from Tasmania. She has appealed. Do you think one way of perhaps stopping them should be much heavier penalties, Toby?
The penalties are already pretty heavy, and it's not deterring these people from putting themselves and our members in harm's way. So I'm not sure increasing penalties is the answer. But there has to be something, and maybe it has to be linking it to that rail corridor as a safety critical area that attracts a particular kind of penalty. But we've been grappling with this problem as well. And I know that some of the rail operators have reached out to government and had a conversation around that, and we'll be doing the same.
Yeah, all right. And look, as you said, you know, these coal trains, and forgetting about the passenger trains, but the coal trains, you don't stop them on a sixpence, do you? And I mean, to stop a train and start it again, there's a fair bit involved, and I think it's, you know, it's all the law enforcement that gets called out, as well as obviously involved, you know, all those involved with the train movements. It's a massive undertaking when these things happen, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, I mean, as I said, in the worst-case scenario, some of the scenes that the first responders, our members on the train, track workers experience when an incident happens on the rail line, it's not something you want anyone to experience.
Good to talk to you, Toby. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. That's Toby Warns, the New South Wales Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, just with reference to what's been happening in my area here in the Hunter Valley with these Blockade Australia protests, which, as I said, have disrupted the movements of several hundred passenger trains and several hundred coal trains. Again, I'm not quite sure what they're trying to achieve other than really piss people off.